analyst for the San Jose Sharks. Jamie, before we get to the Sharks, did Sotheby ever stick you when you played?
Pardon me?
Did Sotheby ever, Brian Sotheby, my co-host, did he ever stick you when he played? Did he ever cheap shot you?
Well, if he did, it's because hopefully I got him first. That was my rule of thumb. If I got someone first,
yeah,
then they get me back. But in my mind, I have to get them back, so I'm always one up on them. So if he did, I think I still have the upper hand.
I like it. I like that answer. I tweeted some about Lucic's spear last night and how I liked it. And people were writing me on Twitter, like, are you serious? That was so dirty. You know, that's what the game was all about.
Oh, totally.
Getting a little leg
Although,
up.
When Lucic after the game, Jamie, and it's always funny, players' memories. Lucic after the game was saying, oh, he's kind of chicken, he wouldn't fight me. I'm like, well, Milan, I remember when you didn't fight George Larac either. There's always a weight class you maybe don't want to fight.
Yeah, put a little spear here there. Or...
If I fought every time guys challenged me, I wouldn't be on the phone right now. I wouldn't have a face. You know what? I got to say, like, for the spears, like, you look at the headshots in the NHL, some of the stuff that's gone on, and I'm not like one of those guys that says, oh, back when we played, but when there was only one referee, you got away with other little stuff that wasn't necessarily like career threatening injury types. Like, we didn't go after guys' knees, we didn't go after their heads. There wasn't, like, you didn't see the boarding, if you will, but there was lots more of the stick work that ultimately you get bruises, but not long-term injuries. And it kind of released some of the frustration. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't, I guess, right?
The Sharks, damn good. 10 years in a row now, they're in the playoffs. Second longest streak. Might become the longest streak if Detroit doesn't continue their 22-year streak this year, Jamie. You know, some people wonder, geez, how come they struggle with the Flames? The Calgary Flames might not be very talented, but, man, that's a hard-working team, isn't it?
Yeah, they played good last night. You know, they battled. Kari Ramo kept them in it, I thought, in the first period. Like, I thought, the shots, I think, were 18-8 in favor of San Jose. And Ramo, that's what you expect from your goalie, to give your team a chance, especially if you're playing against a team that's better. And that's what they did. They played better in the second period. I mean, I don't have the stats in front of me, but going back the last 21 games, the records were almost identical. I think Sharks might have had maybe two or three more points. So they came up. They were playing with confidence after the win against Edmonton on Saturday night. And you know what? They battle hard, and they all collapse down low. And, you know, that's one of those games you got to try and score on the power play, because San Jose's been struggling on the power play. So hats off to the Flames. They found a way to win in the shootout, you know.
Looking at the Sharks, Logan Couture out tonight. Is that what you're hearing, Jamie CL, for sure?
Well, we'll find out more at game time, but I would say it's likely that he's going to be out, you know, more for precautionary reasons and back-to-back games, also the swelling. It's not a serious injury or anything like that, but he took the shot, blocked three shots in the first period, so doubtful that he'll be in tonight. But he could. I mean, it depends on how he's feeling at game time, so they haven't really completely tipped their hat on that one.
Jamie, you mentioned the PP and their struggles a little bit this year, and when you look at the lineup and the personnel that they can put on it, what's sort of been the problem there?
if I knew, I wouldn't be broadcasting. I don't know. Like, it's the only thing I can really say in general sense is they get five skilled guys and they look for the one timer. You know, you go into that mode that, you know what, we're going to move it around and we're going to get a good one timer and score on that first shot. And it's a different mentality as, you know what, we're going to muck and grind it, you know, which these guys, they do on 5-on-5. Like, Pavelski scores these goals 5-on-5. He goes to the front of the net, you know, because you don't have time and space out there. So you give these guys a little bit of time, and it's like they're trying to get the defense to expand in the defensive zone. And defenses don't do that anymore. The forwards don't go all the way out.
Yeah.
I think they're missing maybe somebody with that big shot, like a booming slap shot. Like, does not necessarily have to be Shea Weber-like, but somebody like that, that if you take away the shot, that at least gets one of the forwards, one of the PK forwards, to get away from the slot area. But otherwise, every time the Sharks typically get a shot, if they set up an umbrella or something, if the weak side, player on the umbrella doesn't collapse down, when there's a shot, if they don't score, then the other team is ultimately outnumbering the Sharks 4-2 in front of the net, which – you got two guys in there, you got two guys leaning on you, it's tough to get to the second and third opportunity. So they're not scoring those ugly, gritty goals per se. It's been a little bit better lately, but man, you know, you go back to almost game 9 of this year, since they scored 11 goals in their first 8 games. Since then, they're only about 14%. Not very good.
Jamie Baker, analyst for the San Jose Sharks, joins us. And that, you know, I guess no team's perfect. If the Sharks had a good power play, I mean, who knows, maybe they'd have 130 points. Oh. But, you know, 5-on-5 is really where they make their hay. And earlier this year, they were averaging like almost +9 more shots on goal per game. I know that gap's closed a little bit, Jamie, but what is it about their 5-on-5 play that is giving every team, for the most part, troubles this year?
Their focus on defense. Everybody talks about the offense. I think the defense on this team are underrated. I think the way the forwards play defensively is underrated. I mean, you watch Joe Thornton, Patty Marleau, Couture, Pavelski. They're your leaders up front. Those guys back check like their hair's on fire pretty much every night, all night long. And, you know, tremendous coaching staff here. So you've got the same core guys that have been here a long time. And then, you know, they keep adding a few players here and there, a few changes. But they all know the system, and they all have the details and habits, or call it, the coaches call it a foundation play. And that's body position, stick position, how to pivot. And they're really hard to, you know, when the Sharks are playing their best, they actually smother other teams and take away the other team's offense. I go back just in the last 2 to 3 weeks, Crosby and Phil Kessel, who were 1 and 2 in the NHL, played in San Jose in the span of a week, and they were a combined -9 with 0 points. I mean, that's a stat that jumps out at me. So it's not necessarily the scoring, and that's where the power play woes aren't. They're a concern, but we've seen teams, L.A., Boston, go on and win the Stanley Cup without having a good power play, because it's team defense and penalty killing, I think, is more of a priority come playoff time. But that's their 5-on-5. Their bread and butter of this team starts with the team defense shutting other teams down, and then they have a quick strike attack, and they've got enough firepower up front that they don't need as many scoring chances as other teams. So they win a lot of the closer games that way.
Jamie, who would be the MVP on the Sharks?
That is a great question. I don't know. No one's. I would say Joe Pavelski or Patty Marleau, one of those two guys. Just their overall game. And you know what? It's funny because Joe Thornton's played phenomenal, and he kind of flies under the radar. You know, he didn't get picked for Team Canada, but he's just so consistent. And it was funny last night. He got flagged for 2 hooking penalties, which I thought was a bit of a joke. I mean, he could draw 3 or 4 hooking penalties every game because his puck protection is so good. He makes the game look easy that you underestimate his value. But Pavelski, with his goal totals this year, and I think the way Marleau, who's hit the 30-goal mark, but his 3-zone, 200-foot game is the best I've seen it.
Yeah, he's awesome. Jamie, I wanted to ask you about Raffi Torres. He came back from, I think he missed 50 or 60 games and came back and played a few. He's a guy that I like for a team that's heading into the playoffs, big, physical, you know, can change a series. He's hurt again. Is he expected back anytime soon?
They're saying day-to-day. He's on the trip. So, the fact that he's been out this many games, he's missed 6 or 7 now, is a little bit of a surprise to me. But, you know, they expected him to have a little bit of a setback. He missed 59 games. He comes back. You know, and this is after knee surgery. The games, you're playing every other day. You're stopping, starting. I mean, you're putting a lot of exertion on your knees. Mm-hmm. And he plays a physical game. And he goes hard every single shift. So I think they expected this a little bit. And I think where the Sharks are in the standings, there's also some precautionary. Listen, the bottom line is, you just said it. Like, when you're going into a playoff series, this is the guy you want on your team. Well, the playoffs aren't for a few weeks. So while they want to get him in some games, it's more important that he's ready to go come playoff time.
Jamie, we'll see if the Sharks can find a way to beat Ben Scrivens tonight. If something tells me if they fire 59 shots, they will do that again for sure. So
exactly.
We'll see. I appreciate it. We'll see you at the rink.
Yep. Sounds good.